Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers mark it down and plan to be there at the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, March 6, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 550 Angus bulls will sell, 30 Hereford bulls will sell as well. Express Ranches is involved in all the cutting-edge technology that assists in adding value to your bottom line. Check out details of the 2015 Spring Bull Sale at expressranches.com or give Express Ranches a call, 800-664-3977. Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They've planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, as we take a look at our livestock futures, well, after several kind of tough day on the cattle ended up with a nice day yesterday along with the hogs, higher across the board.
That's right, Dave. We've had three consecutive sessions of the cattle complex having triple-digit losses, but yesterday the complex closed positive with some small triple-digit gains. Now, we saw mostly technical buying and short covering support the market to the upside. We continue to hear some more 157 cash out there. We're wondering today if we can see more cash take place as they're trying to get that accomplished before all this snow gets in here that's going to start just ahead of the weekend. Now, we also saw another big gain in box beef prices. Choice box beef yesterday, $2.25 higher. Selects up 228, had a total movement of 124 loads. Cattle slaughter was only 101,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 15 cents yesterday. And on the close, April live cattle yesterday were $1.27 higher. March feeders $1.37 higher. And April lean hogs 75 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, February 27th. It's going to be broadcast live this time from the Heritage Place, 2829 South MacArthur Boulevard in Oklahoma City, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll also be broadcast live, as always, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. If you want more information, 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Again, live from the Heritage Place, South MacArthur Boulevard, Oklahoma City, Superior Livestock, February 27th.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures at the close yesterday, while the cattle had a real nice day, the grains did not, lower across the board yesterday.
That's right. You know, back on Tuesday, the fund buying for the wheat, corn, and soybeans turned into Wednesday's fund selling. That equaled negative closes across the board. Now, corn futures made new lows for the current move to downside yesterday. City wheat made a new contract low once again. We also saw the Dow had new record highs and record closes three of the past four sessions. Now, tomorrow's first notice day for March grain and soy complex futures contracts. So if you're long March grains in the futures market, you need to be out by the end of business today if you don't want to take a chance of a possible delivery come Friday. At the moment, the May KC wheat's down a half a penny. We're looking at May corn up 3.5. May soybeans are trading 8 cents higher. May cotton down 28 points. The April crude oil is 94 cents lower. We're looking at the March dollar index 30 cents higher. And the March Dow Jones futures 17 points higher at the moment.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. Look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow, as we expect to do. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.